To the end zone. Jamie Morris, I'm in my big ass basement watching the NBA jump on my big screen TV from Big George's. And he is Dennis Fithian out in the Peach Mountains of Dexter, Michigan.
Hi.
And at the Taj Mahal, wow, at the Taj Mahal, Matt the Hitman Misler hitting the ones and twos. Gentlemen, it's gone crazy. We were talking about it before we came on the air. How do you feel with Mike Hart in the fold? What does it make you feel? Does it give you a sigh of relief? Does it give you a new sign of confidence building? Does it not even affect you right now?
It affects me. I want to see how it affects Miz.
You know, I would say in terms of how it affects me, I think it's a step in the right direction. I think when I say in the right direction, I mean it. I think it kind of bridges the gap that that maybe the bigger name guys, because if you think about it, Mike Hart was able to bring in a lot of key talent. I'm not sure. You know, I'm assuming he must have had some kind of role with the Stevie Scott acquisition for Indiana, but there was such a bit of a disdain when, you know, after Mike Hart left, and you know what, he kind of wasn't, you know, looked on as being a member of the Wolverine staff for a while, where he decided to go do his thing down in Indiana. And we've seen over the years how well he's you know, that steel has been tempered, and he's now a fine blade, and he's coming up to Ann Arbor, and he's, you know, ready to dice it up. And I think this is a step in the right direction. We're seeing a lot of, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Anthony Brome from Maize and Brew that brought up that a lot of these assistants that we're bringing back that we got on the staff now, they're young, you know, they're in their 30s from Mike Hart being 34. You got Jay Harbaugh, who shockingly had no idea, younger than me, he's 31. I mean, you've got a lot of youth on the coaching staff for Michigan, and I think that it might bode well for recruits coming in. And I think with Mike Hart coming in, it bodes that Michigan can still bring in some top coaching staff, and hopefully it bodes well for bringing in some top recruits as well too. And I mean, if I'm some recruits, like, you know, our guy that we've talked to multiple times now, and Donovan Edwards, and you hear that a former Wolverine's coming back, the all-time rushing leader in Michigan history is coming back to Michigan. I mean, to me, that kind of bodes, that kind of causes a ripple effect for someone like him, and for recruits also looking at possibly coming to Michigan.
Yeah, well, you're listening and watching the third time all-time rusher, you know, here on the broadcast who broke that news last night. And you know what? There's in addition to the youth that you talked about there, Miz, which is a good point, there's been a lot of discussion about a Michigan man, and this has got to be a Michigan man and everything else. And Mike Hart, of course, there's no bigger Michigan man than Mike Hart. But if you look on the staff besides Harbaugh, there were no Michigan men. So, you know, bringing Mike Hart that way. And look, I would have been okay and happy if Mike Hart was named the offensive coordinator. That's how much I think of him here. And, you know, as much as we talk about what needs to change with Michigan and, you know, how bad last year was and moving forward and everything else, the quarterback position is the one that's getting all the attention, and it should. But as has been pointed out a number of times over the last couple months, guys, the skill positions, and we'll just focus in on the running backs here, since Mike Hart was taken in the sixth round 13 years ago, there have been zero running backs taken in the NFL draft by Michigan. Like, so he's got a charge here. He's got a good roster that should be able to break through with that. Heck, maybe Evans gets picked up this year and he will change that. But even the 1,000-yard rushers, that used to be, commonplace at the big house. But, you know, Higdon a couple years ago and Fitz Toussaint, other than that, you got to go back to Mike Hart. So there's way too much time and guys that haven't run for 1,000, guys that haven't been drafted. And then last year was kind of, you know, rock bottom. I think my rock bottom was eating a bunch of donuts this past Sunday and getting my wife and daughter mad at me because I was eating all those Krispy Kreme donuts. And now I'm really trying to forge ahead, you know, on the diet and everything. I rock bottom at the running back position was this past year where you got Zach Charbonnet busting out for 70 yards and he can't even get a carry for the rest of the game. And it was just like that, using the four guys, which no other teams at any level with success do. But here was Michigan, you know, doing it with no success. You know, that was all frustrating. And so I think, you know, Mike Hart, I think he'll do a great job in the recruiting trail. He's a great communicator. He's got an awesome personality, and it's fantastic. But you know what, Jamie? The other part here is, you know, I'm an entertainment guy, pop culture guy as well. And I always like the feuds in pop culture. You know, the like the East Coast, West Coast, like it was, you know, Bad Boy versus Death Row, you know, Puffy versus Suge. It was Tupac versus Biggie. Right. You know, for food, you always see, you know, the food wars, you know, what's better on the East Coast and West Coast. And sports, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics. But locally, one of my favorites was the East Coast guys, Morris and Hart versus the West Coast guy, Harbaugh, back in the day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that feud. Jim's at Stanford firing off about Michigan, and Jamie steps up and Mike Hart right after that, and we're like, what's up with that, Jim? We don't want you back here. Let's go. There's a feud going on, and let him know about it. That's my favorite East Coast, West Coast feud. And now here's come. I don't know if you call that full circle or not, but here we have Jamie, Mike Hart back in the fold here with Harbaugh. These things have been, and I don't know, Jamie, was there some kind of summit at some point with you and Harbaugh? Was Mike Hart part of that? Or did you guys come together separately and be able to have that summit where you guys were, you know, back and, you know, on the same side?
I had my conversation with Jim when he first returned, and Mike and Jim, obviously, they've had a conversation. And they've had a meeting of the minds. And look, having Mike Hart back to me means a lot. It's a wealth of knowledge that comes back. Maybe last year would have been good, but he comes at the right time. Michigan's down and we need a fresh new start. And Mike Hart is a great start to that fresh look. He comes in with a wealth of knowledge. He was an associated head coach at Indiana. That means he was the number two guy. I mean, look, he was the next guy if something would have happened to Tom Allen. That being said, he comes in. He's got a room, a running back room that has a wealth of talent, and he's got to figure out how to use that talent and get them on the field and do it in a manner in which it keeps these players happy. That being said, Mike Hart is a genuine understanding of football in general. He's played the game. He's played it at the highest level. He's competed. He's done things. He's been in the big game, the one game that is important to Michigan fans, as well as former players, as well as Michigan itself. He's played in the Michigan-Ohio State game. He's competed for – everybody remembers that epic game, the number one versus number two game, where Michigan and Ohio State went back-to-back, and Mike Hart was part of that game. They didn't finish it, but he was in those games. He knows what it takes to be competitive in the Big Ten. Look, he helped the resurgence of Indiana. I mean, since 1969, they haven't been ranked in the top 10. Guess what? They were ranked number 7 this year. So that he brings a wealth of knowledge. He brings his history with being at the University of Michigan. He knows those expectations that are expected of a Michigan team. Now, a lot of people have said and will continue to say, I'm changing my expectations. I'm lowering my bar. No. Mike Hart, it's in his blood. He knows what the expectations are. as well as Jim Harbaugh. They know what this team needs to do. It may take some time to get there, but he will be an assist. He knows how to talk to kids. I mean, look, he talks about, and Miz talked about, the young man that they brought in, the Scott kid, that the running back. I mean, Mike Hart has had a 1,000-yard Stevie Scott. Mike Hart has had a 1,000-yard rusher since, I mean, he was with the Row the Boat guy at Western Michigan, at P.J. Flat. So Mike Hart knows how to coach, and he knows he knows more about football than the three of us put together. And he knows what he needs to do. He knows coming in here, you put your head down and you go to work. Mike Hart is one of the hardest recruiters on the East Coast, as well as in his area of influence. So you can see that Jim Harbaugh brought the right man. I think he's the right man for this job and the position that he will oversee, and he'll do well in the offensive coaching room. He'll do well. He'll have input in what the game plan should be each and every week. So I think it's for me. Hey, Dennis, guess what? I give it an A+.
Whoa, A+ from J-Mo. You know what? In addition to the East Coast West Coast rivalry, Mike Hart was the centerpiece, whether we like it or not. And here it is. And you mentioned the timing. I like the timing here too, because the thing, he was responsible for vocalizing what Michigan really felt about Michigan State, you know, hey, your little brother and everything. And Michigan State used that as a rallying cry. And Mark D'Antonio took it so personally, and the players did, and they do to this day. And they all year long, they just sit around eating gunpowder, can't wait to take on Michigan. And yes, Michigan, they're like, oh, little brother, we'll get them. And it happened this year where, you know, it happened to me. It happened to most Michigan fans where, you know, after you saw Michigan take on Minnesota, you got really overconfident and thought about all the little, you know, Mike Hart jokes and little brother stuff. That was going to be a cakewalk. And, man, Mel Tucker, he didn't even know the names of his guys. Michigan's going to blow their doors off. And then they lost the game. Part of Michigan next year, like, this is something I think the part where they look like at time they weren't playing with any pride and effort, you know, I think they should be able to get that with some coaching. Like that's like, you know, first things first. You know, they better have that. But you know, the part about being overconfident against Michigan State, you know, Mike Hart, you know, he can help with that. They're not gonna be overconfident anymore. Yeah. You know, they got to get back. You're gonna be overconfident. You got to win those games all the time. It can't be, you know, one time and then going in and getting punched in the mouth. So I like the timing with that as well for Mike Hart.
Well, and he's got a great mentor in Lloyd Carr, and he's going to have some of Lloyd's tendencies. You may see them. Now, you may ask, Mike, who the starter is? Who's the starter? You got so many guys in there. I like them all. You may hear that. Don't be surprised. But that's just the way Mike Hart works. And he's going to be to the nub. He's going to get these guys ready to play, and he will pull guys to a side, and not just his position, but guys that if he sees they're not giving full efforts, he'll inspire them to give the Michigan effort that he gave when he was a student athlete here. So Mike Hart, I guarantee you, will help this team in every possible way. So be excited. I think a lot of people are. There's more to come. I don't know when it's coming, but there's more to come. And
later on today you're talking about? Are you teasing for later on today?
Later. I'm going to say next week, Dennis. I'm going to say next week. But you'll be happy. It'll be exciting. We got Mike McDonald when they're done, not foreshadowing that the Ravens are done. I'm thinking the Ravens are going to pull it off in Buffalo. So as long as they let Lamar be Lamar. So that being said, I know Mike McDonald. I think you got some other guys that are in the mix that Jim Harbaugh's working with. So look, I think you guys hit it right on the spot that we're going to keep this younger. We're going to go get some go-getters that are going to go after recruits that the elite teams go after. That we think in our mind, our crazy mind, we should be going after those elite kids just like those other teams do. And look, they'll understand. We got to go get some Ohio players too. You know what I'm saying? Go get you some Ohio players so you can beat Ohio. That's what you need to do. But I'm excited for it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and getting out of, you know, you mentioned like the last year was, we all know, disappointment, and there needs to be a shakeup here, and you need to have an identity with this team. Last year, like, what was the identity? What has been the identity of Michigan football with Jim Harbaugh? Mike Hart, you know, like, you know, running the football, running back coach, a guy that is going to demand that you're going to get some production from that position. That's what that feels like. Now, that doesn't mean they're going back and it's 3 yards in cloud of dust and they're always going to be running the ball and, you know, suddenly look out because they're going to try to do things differently with time of possession. We know, we just saw it. The name of the game is scoring points and scoring over 40 and getting close to 50 and just keep running them up. Touchdowns, not field goals. That's the name of the game. But having a running game is paramount. Now, it's not like Ohio State was able to get where they were at just with Justin Fields throwing the ball deep. No, Trey Sermon. That's what happened there. And the guy that was more impressive than anybody else was Alabama's running back. All right, Devontae Smith was more impressive. But a hell of a back there who could, you know, you could just, it was a great, what are you, a 3-4-dimensional, 2-dimensional, however you want to look at it. But, you need that running game. It needs to pop. It needs to hit. Michigan needs to have some guys that are going to get drafted. They need to have some 1,000-yard backs. They need to have somebody that you can say, man, that's a Michigan running back. That's a Michigan running game. And there's a lot more than just the running backs that get involved with that. But that's a start, and Mike knows that. And obviously now Jim knows that as well with the hire that came through yesterday. Now, Jamie, you mentioned the Ravens, and I saw Lamar Jackson said he's never run in the snow. Never run in the snow in his career in Baltimore, you know, at Louisville, or I think he's from Florida, so that makes sense. Right. That, you know, he wouldn't.
He's in for a rude awakening then, because there's a snowstorm. There's a snowstorm coming this week, and it's tracking. It's tracking, and it's going to hit Buffalo.
Well, what kind of advice do you give guys that have come up from the South, and you're like, okay, we're going to play in the cold, and we might play in the snow? I mean, what are you saying to those guys?
Well,
what are you saying
to the market? They got these turf shoes that they're sure grabbers. Now, you got to be careful with them, but they grab that turf. And they help you. And you're going to have to take some extra steps when you're making cuts and runs. But remember, you're still faster than everybody. Everybody else has it too. Everybody else is dealing with it also. So you got to be sure footed. Sure footed is the key. And make sure you take enough pairs of shoes to make sure that whatever shoe you use, it works for you. It's making you, I mean, it depends on if it's slick, you get those sheer grabbers. If it's just regular, you put those turf shoes on and roll, baby. But if it's just snow covered, you may want to put on those flat tracks and just run, you know?
I do know, you know, I was watching Lamar. It was one of the games late in the season and he was having a hard time with the shoes. They kept talking about it. He needs to go over there, and he looked like he was on skates, couldn't make the cuts, kept slipping down. So yeah, that's going to be important for him for sure. You know that I remember when I tuned into a Lions game a few years ago, and the Lions got some big news today. I'm sure we'll get to.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
But I tuned in and turned on a game, and there's a foot of snow on the ground in Philadelphia. It's Lions, Eagles, and Shady McCoy, who's from Pittsburgh. You know, he's out there. He had his best day that he's ever had. And they asked him after the game. He said, I didn't know. He's like, I knew that I could make the cut, and guys were slipping down. It's like that sometimes with DBs and wide receivers. You say, well, who has the advantage? Well, if the wide receiver slips down and the ball's not in the air, the quarterback doesn't throw it. But the wide receiver knows where he wants to cut. The DB doesn't. And so you go slipping down. It's advantage offense. It is advantage offense. In the snow, and it could be, who knows, Lamar you know, guys might be, you know, slipping and sliding all over the place, looking, trying to grab him, and he's just going to rack it up. And, you know, but I don't know how much experience getting out there before the game, running around a little bit. Those shoes, I think you nailed it, man. He's got to make sure he's got the right shoes.
You got to know the shoes, and you bring as many. I'm saying you may bring your own bag. You got your equipment, and then you got a shoe bag, and the shoe bag's bigger than the equipment bag. Doesn't matter. You just got to get the right pair of shoes on your feet. Big Johnny was good for that, and he told you what you needed to wear. He'd get there the day before. He knew the weather. He knew what kind of shoes you had to wear. And Big Johnny, I never was slipping. I was always straight up running. And I, like you said, I knew where the ball needed to go. They didn't. So you can make cuts and all kinds of things. And you know your speed is – you're faster than them still in the snow. Just know – and they got to figure it out. So
did you have a game where there was a couple inches on the ground, like, or during the game?
Oh, yeah. I had the snow rain. Washington. Yeah, in Washington, it was crazy. That's when I broke the most carry record.
Oh, it's snowing?
It was sleeting, snowing, and that ice rain. That's the worst. The ice rain is the worst because you just get hit by those pellets, and it hurts. It just hurts. And in those days, we didn't wear the shield. We just thought we were men, so we would get hit in the face with it. Wear the shield. If you have a shield, put it on. I'm just saying. It did not feel good. But, hey, that's good stuff. Hey, we need to break. Let's go. We got Boom Boom on the other side. And then we got a lot more stuff. We got Coach Charles Ramsey coming on at 4 o'clock. He's going to break down Michigan basketball. Going to break down. And then we're going to find out what he's doing. And a lot of that, all of that on the other side. You're listening to the M Zone.